You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies beat reporter, Todd Zielecki. Todd, we talked a lot last week about all the various permutations and possibilities of a Chase Utley trade. As we speak right now, we are still waiting to see whether it might or might not happen. But I kind of wanted to spin forward anyway. I think that one of the questions I really had about this is pertains to the guy who presumably would step in his space, or really would continue to play, I think is probably the better way to put it. And I think the question is pretty simple and straightforward, and it is, are you buying on Cesar Hernandez?
I am to an extent. I think he kind of is what he is. He certainly has the potential to grow as an offensive player. But you look at his numbers, he doesn't hit for a lot of power, obviously. So what he is kind of what Freddie Galvis is. I would say a more talented offensive player than Freddie Galvis, but a high average guy without a lot of pop. I mean, he's in some ways, I've actually seen some comparisons in the last week or two. You know, his numbers really aren't too far off from Ben Revere. And it's funny because Phillies fans became quite agitated with Ben Revere because, you know, he hit for average, yes, but he hit for almost no power. And Cesar might be that same type of player. Now, you know, he can run as well. He can play some second base. He's got a better arm than Ben Revere, but you don't need a better arm necessarily at second base. But for what he is, he could be a pretty productive big leaguer. But if it is going to be him at second base for the foreseeable future, it only kind of reinforces the fact that this team is going to need to find some power bats elsewhere on this in this lineup.
And so I guess that's sort of the bigger question is less about the next 6 weeks and whether Hernandez can continue to be the pretty effective player he's been this year. Is he the next Phillies second baseman, or is he a placeholder until they find out who the next Phillies second baseman is?
I think he has the potential to be the next Phillies second baseman. Now, they have some guys in the minor leagues coming up. Their second-round pick, Scott Kingery, they like a lot. You know, he's not going to be here next season probably. So for the foreseeable future, yes, but I think they're definitely keeping their minds open. It certainly isn't a situation like it was back in 2003, 2002, 2003, when Chase Utley was coming up, where everybody said, this guy is going to be a key piece of this team for the next 10, 15 years. Nobody's really saying about Cesar Hernandez, but they are hoping that he can be a good complementary piece. Hopefully, they're very hopeful that they'll be able to, some of these other players that are coming up through the system will be able to kind of solidify the middle of the lineup, and he can kind of filter in either at the top or at the bottom.
Another guy who, you know, might be a part of the future of this club, and we talked earlier this year when we talked about Odubel Herrera early in the year, and then we talked about how he was scuffling. He's really come on, and he's had a very nice August to follow a rather nice July, and it's not often you see that. It's not often when a guy gets off to a hot start and then he kind of gets figured out, a lot of times those guys kind of vanish. And Herrera has done something that I think is pretty notable, which is that he's reversed that. Since late June, I'm looking this up as we speak, so I have it. Since late June, he's hitting .360, and I think maybe what's more interesting is he's got 15 extra base hits in that time. Again, I guess it's kind of the same question. Are you buying this? Do you think that Herrera really might be the guy they hoped he was in the first place?
Yeah, I am buying it. Kind of the same, along the same vein as Cesar Hernandez. I'm not exactly sure where he's going to fit in this lineup down the road, but if he ends up being a 300-plus hitting center fielder, you know, that he could fit. And you know what? I can't believe I forgot this. We were talking about Cesar Hernandez. Is he the second baseman of the future? Well, I've had some people kind of opine to me that if Cesar Hernandez isn't the second baseman of the future, they can move Odubel Herrera back to second base. He kind of came up through the Rangers system as a second baseman because they have Roman Quinn right now in Double A. Nick Williams, the outfielder they got in the Cole Hamels trade, whom they love, he can play center field. So I had some people actually say to me, boy, you know, if Williams and Roman Quinn end up becoming the real deal, or at least one of those two guys, maybe, and Cesar doesn't work out, Odubel could slide into that second base position. So they, I would say they're very high right now in Herrera's abilities. Again, he's not going to hit for a ton of power, although he has hit, you mentioned, 15 extra base hits since June. So he hadn't played above double A up until this year. So what he's done right now, it is very, very impressive. And that's why I think a lot of these people in the Phillies organization might be a little higher on him than maybe Cesar.
And to me, that's really the question. There are a lot of guys who can get a base hit, who don't walk, who have some speed. It's not really that unusual a profile. But you don't have to be a power hitter to stand out from that. If he's a guy who, you know, you take his pace for the last 8 weeks or so, that's 12, 13 home runs, 30 doubles in a year. That really differentiates you from a lot of the kind of slap-hitting guys. I don't think anybody thinks this guy's going to be a 20-home-run guy, but do you think he has in him to be more than a home run a year, a 10, 12 home run, maybe 30 doubles kind of guy? Do you think that's in there for Herrera?
I do. I do think he has that type of potential. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, he's shown that since June. So if he can do that, boy, I think they'll be absolutely thrilled. If he's not – does not end up being the center fielder of the future, and if it ends up being Nick Williams or Roman Quinn, if he ends up being the second baseman taking over for Cesar Hernandez, it's the Phillies have been looking for nice problems to have like this for several years now. Players coming up to the system are like, oh man, where are we going to play this guy if these other two guys pan out? It really has been several years, it seems like, since that kind of conversation has been going on in the Phillies organization. It's usually been, well, boy, we got Dominic Brown here, and that's all we have coming up through the system right now, so we better hope that he pans out. So, but, yeah, I think Odubel does have that potential to be that type of hitter. And if he does turn out to be that type of hitter, it's a real, real steal for the Phillies. You know, a Rule 5 draft pick that can become this type of player. I think, you know, what, how many – percentage of Rule 5 draft picks end up going back to their team before the end of the season, probably over 75%. And the fact that this guy's actually being very, very productive is huge.
To touch on a rather less pleasant topic, the Phillies got some bad news on Michael Franco recently. He's actually got a broken bone in his wrist. First of all, that sounds like he's probably done for the year. Is that correct?
It sounds like it. You know, they've said, Ruben Amaro said this week, the recovery could be anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. Well, there's about six and a half weeks left in the season. But I think a lot of people, you know, in talking to Michael Franco yesterday and talking to Ruben yesterday, asked, could this end his season? They said it, you know, they basically said, yeah, it might, and if it did, it would be frustrating. You know, Ruben said, we have to be cautious with this guy because he is very, very important to us. So if you kind of read between the lines there, certainly there's no reason to rush him back. You don't want to bring him back before the wrist is healed and have him injure it, re-injure it. So I would, if I had to put money on it right now, I wouldn't put a lot of money on it, but I would put more money on him not coming back than him coming back.
Is there any worry about the long term on this? Wrists are just such funny, scary things for hitters, particularly guys with power.
You know, again, this is just based off of what Ruben told us yesterday. He says he does not believe it's going to be a long-term issue. He said there's a possibility Michael could play some winter ball just to kind of test it out. He added in there, you know, but yeah, we definitely want to keep an eye on it before we send him out there or give him the okay before we let him go and play winter ball. But he says right now there's no concerns that it's going to be a long-term issue.
All right, well, Todd Zielecki, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.